It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We examine the complexities of grandparents raising their grandchildren. The nonprofit advocacy group Generations United, it cites nearly 8 million children live in households headed by grandparents or other relatives. Be part of this conversation. Call in with a question. Share comments at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Judy Dysock is a grandmother raising her grandchild and a participant in the group called Grandparents Raising Grandchildren Peer Support Group in Waukesha. Judy, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you very much. It's my pleasure.
Good morning. Linda Senger here as well, licensed social worker and organizer of the Waukesha group. Linda, welcome.
Good morning, Kate. Thank you for having me.
Linda, let's start with you. You started this support group 5 years ago for grandparents raising their grandchildren, and it's served hundreds of people in the process. Why did you form this group?
Well, Kate, we started in 2018. I'm an ongoing child protective social worker for Waukesha County, and I deal with kids who are placed outside of the home due to abuse and neglect. And we've seen, at that point, we've had grandparents caring for grandkids ongoing basis. I've been doing this for 32 years, and it's not a new thing. But the numbers have grown exponentially. And in 2018, we decided that it was time that we provide some additional support to the grandparents. Having grandkids placed is different as being a placement option, very different than being an aunt or an uncle or a cousin agreeing to take in a child, because the dynamics are so very different. Oftentimes it's the biological adult child who's been not be able to raise their children. And we ask the grandparents to step it up. But a great need, and the grandparents really needed support from our department as well as from each other and learning from each other. So there's a lot of dynamics that go with it, but we felt the need was really obvious and we had to do something. So that's why we put this together.
Judy, this is personal for you. Your granddaughter has been in your care since she was 5. You adopted her at age 8. What has the support group meant for you?
Well, it's been a lot of interesting things that happen. People tell their stories. They come in and they tell their stories. And it usually in the beginning, when one arrives, one is pretty shaken up and discombobbled because people have never anticipated this in their lifetime, especially those of us who are retired. And then there are younger grandparents who have jobs and they need to be able to vent to people who understand because they've gone through it or are going through it. My husband and I and another couple and Linda were the founders of the group. And so in the beginning, it was everybody was discombobbled, as I said, crying, telling the stories because it's very personal and you don't know what to do. You don't know where to go. And so as we started to do this, we found there was a lot of healing in it. And then more people came. And the people who originally were there were able to help those people. And so the cycle goes on. It's been very good from the standpoint of, I think the best thing is that you know that somebody else is in the same spot and you know where to go and you can listen and learn from each other.
How is your granddaughter doing, may I ask?
Excellent. Mm. She's doing super. She's in seventh grade. She's 12 now. She's doing very, very well. One of the things I always say has helped and certainly would tell other people is counseling is a good thing to do. Mm. The child has someplace to go to another adult to be safe. Every one of these children has a different take on life, shall we say. Mm-hmm. And they have difficulties. Disabilities, they already are at risk because of the situation. And the abandonment that they feel is deeply set. So it's something to deal with all the time. And then you have to deal with usually the parent of the child who happens to be your child.
Mm.
And that gets a little complicated. And so guidance is always helpful in that way. That's also something that we might talk about within the group. But it's tricky and complicated. But she's doing well, and thank you for asking.
Yes, Judy Dysock there is a grandmother and a participant in the Waukesha Support Group for Grandparents Providing Care. Linda Singer with us, organizer of this group as we talk about care grand families in Wisconsin. You can join in with your questions and your experiences, your thoughts, 800-642-1234. Linda, what are the complexities and the biggest barriers that grandparents face when starting to care full-time for that grandchild? You mentioned the placement has complexities for you as a social worker.
Yeah. And again, we have our members of our group come from different places. Certainly, many of the grandparents we work with, their grandkids were placed through Waukesha County Juvenile Court due to protection and safety concerns. But we have other members, they have a voluntary placement with their grandkids. Some have, we do have folks who have guardianship through kind of the formal measures through our system, but some have gotten guardianship out privately. Mm-hmm. And it kind of all varies. For folks in our system, just going through the juvenile court process is, it's a lot. It's a process they're not familiar with, and they have to be licensed as a level one foster home and a lot of different steps. For those who are not in the formal court system, we've learned over time, many of them have these kids. They may have a private guardianship. They have no clue as to benefits that they're eligible for, resources. They're just doing it by the skin of their teeth. They have no clue. Mm-hmm. So a big thing that we've learned over time is the need to provide information to grandparents, again, in Waukesha County, who are not involved in the system, and they need to understand the resources that are available. We have many grandparents have come through our door. They've been going through the retirement funds to pay for daycare, to pay for basic cares of their grandkids. Not what they had planned for. They had planned to go and retire and be in Hilton Head, and instead they're, or some other warm place, but they are using their resources to raise their grandkids. And there are a lot of resources that are available to them, but they have no idea. So education is real key, hooking them up with resources and different programs that will make their lives a little bit easier, as well as helping out the grandkids. So it's complex.
I wonder, Judy, at the support group, do grandparents talk about their age and their capacity to be able to raise a child for years to come? I mean, what happens if they fall ill or have an accident?
Well, that is always something that we think about.
Mm.
And there are a variety of ages that are there. Yes, we have. And the nice thing is that Linda, you know, has provided for us speakers who come in. And one of them recently were lawyers who could help us to set up wills and do that sort of thing, because we do have to think about that. And it is always looming out there, especially for those of us who are probably the oldest in the group, and I won't mention any names. it is something that we think about and we do discuss. Yes, absolutely.
Judy Dysock and Linda Singer with us. They're active in the Grandparents Raising Grandchildren Support Group in Waukesha. Be part of this discussion about grand families. Call in with a question. Share your perspectives along the way. 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.
We'll be right back.
It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. We discuss resources in Wisconsin for grandparents raising grandchildren, including support groups and financial assistance. Judy Dysock is part of the group Grandparents Raising Grandchildren in Waukesha. Linda Sanger is organizer of the group and a licensed social worker for Waukesha County Health and Human Services. Call in with a question or comments, 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Linda, you say some families who adopt grandchildren avoid sharing their circumstances with school. They avoid sharing their circumstances with the acquaintances around them. Why is that?
Well, I think specifically, if I could talk about the kids first, often kids who are placed with grandparents, either just a temporary physical custody order through juvenile court, a guardianship, or even an adoption, which is less frequent, but we have grandparents who adopt. The kids are the outsiders, especially in the school system. They're being raised by grandparents. Their friends are raised by their biological parents, and they're younger and all this stuff, and they kind of stand out. And so I have had many kids that I work with, even on my caseload, they keep it. They just stay, I'm just staying with my aunt and uncle for a little while. They'll make up stories. They're not comfortable with the situation. They have alliances with their and feelings about their parents. They're in a tough spot. So some kids will just make up stories to try to fit in. And as they get more comfortable, and that's going to be their reality, they're going to basically be raised until they're adults with their grandparents. As they become more comfortable, therapy helps. Kids are more inclined to speak about it. If I could just say a cool thing about our group is we meet again once a month, but the kids are a part of that.
Oh.
We have dinner together, and then we work with the past couple of years working with Healing Hearts. The adults meet, and the kids will do activities with the Healing Heart volunteers. And in that, the kids are making friends with other kids living the same situation they are. It is just a cool thing, the friendships that have developed amongst the kids. And to be honest, that's something we never even thought of when we put this together 5 years ago. So it's been a helpful and it's been a supportful thing for the kids.
Oh, they realize they're not alone as they
yes.
meet other kids. So, Judy, you alert the school each year of your granddaughter's circumstances. Why do you do that?
Well, I feel that truth is truth, and truth helps. And if the teachers know about the situation and the administration knows, everybody's on the same page, so that in case something does happen, they know there's a background here that's not your quote unquote normal background. And that, you know, everybody has problems, and it doesn't matter what kind of a family you come from, but at least all teachers have been extremely appreciative of being notified about things, because then they can do a better job, and they're treating my child. And I say, my child, we did adopt Michaela. It's worked out very, very well. In the beginning, when she was in elementary school, there was also a matter of safety, because we did not know what her father might do. He was kind of a loose screw. I don't know how else to say that nicely, but he really had problems. And we needed to notify not only the school, but the police. You're working under a lot of stress. The child is under stress. We're under stress. And with everybody knowing the same thing, it helps an awful lot.
How has adopting Michaela changed your relationship with your friends and, you know, the world you live in with adults?
Well, I think at this point in my life, the people who were my friends remain my friends, and they know the situation. You know, I can't do the same things that they can do, because you couldn't leave a small child and, you know, take off for Europe or whatever. It just didn't work. You would be, you know, abandoning. We had to be very careful about abandonment issues for her. So we didn't do the things that other people could do, which doesn't feel good. And certainly we didn't plan for, but this is a calling. And Linda keeps reminding all of us that not all parents, grandparents can do this or are willing to do it. And so, you know, your big yes, your big commitment also has little yeses along the way, and that includes your friends. And my friends understand, and they're extremely supportive. I don't have a slew of friends, but that's it's worked. And I'm very grateful for them. They have also done things to support us the best that they can without actually living the situation.
So you feel you have support, you have respite, and in case you need time for yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do. I mean, it's not, what can I say? Our particular child has been very easy. Mm. I don't know why, but that's just her personality. She came with a whole lot of wisdom. She's known us from day one. I was there. I saw her born. And we would keep her on weekends, even though we knew it was a difficult situation, and that she was in with her mother. Mm. And we waited for the right time to pull her out, because that's exactly what we had to do in order to save her life. And, you know, it's been a road.
Judy Dysock, grandmother participant in the Waukesha Support Group for Grandparents Providing Care. Linda Singer, licensed social worker, organizer of this group. You can join in the conversation, call in with questions and comments, 800-642-1234. Linda, you touched on that there are resources. There's assistance, financial assistance to grand families. What is available through either state or federal government?
Sure. Grandparents would be eligible, most situations would be eligible for kinship benefits. So it's a stipend. It's not, you're not going to fund a trip to Europe on it, obviously, but it's a help. It's a set amount of money. It's a rate that the state provides through the kinship program. The kids are eligible for insurance, Title 19 benefits. Grandparents often are eligible for some daycare assistance, and that's those benefits can be obtained through your local county government, and it's an application process. But those supports are real helpful on the financial end. And again, there are other resources available. We've connected our grandparents. Again, I said earlier, we have a monthly or bi-monthly speakers. So we pull in different presenters who can provide grandparents with legal information, community information, and different resources that will be a benefit for them. Mm-hmm. And but it's a matter of people need to know that those resources are available. Many grandparents have no clue, and they're just kind of struggling, and they really don't need to. So they need to seek assistance from their local county government.
Let's bring in Johanna in Marquette County. Johanna, hi.
Hi.
What would you like to bring up?
I'm just wondering if there's any resources for grandparents raising grandchildren in Marquette County. We used to have a group, but it's no longer available. And those of us who are older, trying to do the best job we can, are totally isolated. I have no one to talk to. And I'm 74, raising a five-year-old. So it's really a little bit difficult. And I'm just wondering, is there anything to support us when we have retirement? So I'm not eligible.
And I'm sorry to jump in here, Johanna. Linda, go ahead in the short amount of time we have. Go ahead.
Sure. I can tell you, I know it's difficult, certainly upstate. I've received calls from people wanting to be a part of our group virtually, and that's not something we can do. But Department of Family, Children and Family Services, they do offer programming for relative placements. And they do have some virtual meetings there are virtual meetings that are going on more so upstate. So if you go to the DCF website and look up relative support groups, kin support programs, there are resources on there. And I do know that there are some virtual groups because I referred some people upstate to some of those resources. I don't know how great they are, but it's an option.
They're there, yes.
Yep.
Linda and Judy, thank you for joining us. Linda Sanger, licensed social worker, organizer of Grandparents Raising Grandchildren Peer Support Group in Waukesha. Judy Dysock, grandmother raising her grandchild, part of the support group. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.